Good morning and welcome to Claude Daily. I'm Alex. It is Thursday, May 28th, 2026, and we have a packed show for you today.
Packed is an understatement, Alex. Like, I was going through the rundown last night and I had to put the laptop down and just take a breath.
Well, let's just say the week has been eventful in the Claude universe. We've got security news that is genuinely significant. Enterprise deals that keep stacking up, some fascinating stuff on the multilingual voice front, and this is the one that kind of caught me off guard. Some pretty notable customer pushback on the latest models.
Yeah, that last one. We are definitely getting into that. There's a real tension there that I want to dig into.
We will. But first, let's start with what is probably the headline story of the week. Anthropic has rolled out a significant set of upgrades to Claude Code, and the security angle here is big.
Really big.
So for listeners who aren't deep in the developer weeds, Claude Code is Anthropic's agentic coding tool. Lives in your terminal, can write and edit code, run commands, navigate code bases. It's been out for a while now, but what dropped this week is a pretty meaningful evolution of what it can do on the security side specifically.
And I want to be clear about what we mean by security here, because there are actually two different dimensions to this story. There's the security of the tool itself, like protecting the user. And there's Claude Code's ability to find security vulnerabilities in your code. Both got upgrades.
Exactly. So on the vulnerability detection side, the enhanced capabilities are substantial. We're talking about Claude Code now being able to do much more sophisticated static analysis, catching things like injection vulnerabilities, insecure dependency chains, hard-coded credentials, the kinds of bugs that really matter if you're building anything that touches the public internet.
Right, and the key thing is that it's not just flagging them. It's contextual. It understands what the code is supposed to do and can reason about whether a particular pattern is actually dangerous in context or whether it's a false positive. Which, if you've ever used a legacy static analysis tool, you know false positives are like half the problem.
Security engineers spend so much time on triage.
So much time. So the idea that an AI assistant can actually help reduce that noise while still catching the real stuff, that's genuinely useful.
And alongside the vulnerability detection improvements, there's a new security plugin that's been added to the Claude Code ecosystem. This one caught a lot of attention on developer forums.
Yeah, the plugin system for Claude Code has been growing, but a dedicated security plugin it's a different category. Like, it signals that Anthropic is thinking about Claude Code as something that belongs inside professional security workflows, not just as a productivity tool for individual developers.
Which is a real positioning shift if you think about it. When Claude Code first launched, it was very much aimed at individual developers, hobbyists, startups. The security plugin is squarely enterprise.
Enterprise, or honestly any team that takes security seriously. And those teams have been asking for this kind of integration for a while.
The other thing in this update, and this one is less dramatic but maybe more universally appreciated, is the performance improvements. Claude Code is noticeably faster now.
Okay, yes. And I want to talk about this because I think faster doesn't fully capture what the improvement feels like. We're talking about reduced latency on multi-step agentic tasks. So when Claude Code is doing something like it needs to read a bunch of files, synthesize what it found, write new code, and then verify, that whole loop is tighter now.
And for people who use it every day, that compounds quickly.
It really does. Like, the difference between a 2-second response and a 5-second response in a conversational tool is annoying. But the difference in an agentic loop where you're doing 20 iterations, that's minutes. That's real time back.
So overall, a pretty strong update. But, and this is where the story gets a bit darker, the security improvements come at a moment when Claude Code and Claude-based systems more broadly are attracting some genuinely malicious attention.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So this is something that's been building for a few weeks, and it crystallized this week with some documented cases of bad actors attempting to use Claude, and Claude Code specifically, as a vector to compromise user systems.
Which, okay, let me frame this because I don't want people to panic. This is not a vulnerability in Claude itself. What we're seeing is prompt injection and social engineering attacks that try to get Claude to execute malicious instructions that have been embedded in content it's processing.
Right. So the classic scenario here is something like, you're using Claude Code to help you analyze a code base, and that code base contains carefully crafted comments or strings that are designed to look like legitimate instructions to the AI. And the attack tries to get Claude to execute something the user never intended.
Prompt injection. It's been a known attack vector for a while in AI security research, but the sophistication of what's being documented now is It's escalating. These aren't clumsy attempts. Some of the examples floating around in security circles are genuinely clever.
And the thing is, agentic AI tools are inherently a higher stakes target for this kind of attack. If you're just chatting with an AI, the worst that happens is it gives you bad information. But if an AI agent can read and write files, execute shell commands, make API calls,
the attack surface is completely different.
Completely different. So Anthropic has been reportedly pretty proactive about this. There's been active monitoring, and some of the mitigations that shipped in the Claude Code update we just talked about are at least partially a response to these threats.
And I think this is where the timing of the security plugin and the enhanced vulnerability detection starts to make more sense. Like, Anthropic isn't just building defensive features for the code you're writing, they're building defensive features for the tool itself.
It's layered defense.
Exactly, and that's actually the right approach. You can't just say, trust the model to do the right thing when the attack vectors are sophisticated enough. You need multiple layers.
There's also a user education component here that I think is worth flagging. A lot of developers who use Claude Code are careful, experienced engineers. But a lot of users are also people who just want help getting things done and may not be thinking about what's in the files they're asking Claude to process.
Which is not a criticism of those users, it's just the reality of how these tools get adopted. The security responsibility can't be entirely on the end user.
No, and it sounds like Anthropic is taking that seriously. Okay, so that's the security picture for the week, which is complex, but I think ultimately shows a team that is engaged with the threat landscape and moving on it.
Yeah, and honestly, the fact that these attacks are becoming more sophisticated is almost a backhanded compliment to how capable Claude Code has become. Nobody's trying to exploit a tool that isn't doing anything powerful.
Ha, fair point. Speaking of powerful things Claude is becoming part of, let's talk about the enterprise partnership news, because there was a lot of it this week.
A lot. Like, I was trying to keep track and I eventually just made a list.
So the headline partnership is Cloudflare, and this is a significant one. Cloudflare has announced support for what they're calling Claude Managed Agents.
Okay, so this is interesting, and I want to make sure we explain why this matters. Because on the surface, it might just sound like another tech company saying, yes, we support Claude. And that's not really what this is.
Right. So for context, Cloudflare's network is enormous. It handles traffic from millions of websites and applications. Their developer platform, Workers, lets people build and deploy code at the edge, meaning geographically distributed, close to where users actually are.
And Claude Managed Agents on Cloudflare means you can deploy AI agents that are orchestrated and managed within Cloudflare's infrastructure. So you're not just calling the Claude API from somewhere, you're running agents at the edge, with Cloudflare handling the routing, the reliability, the scaling.
For enterprise developers, that is a very different proposition than standing up your own infrastructure.
Completely different. Cloudflare already has enterprise trust on security and reliability. Baking Claude agents into that infrastructure means companies can adopt AI agents without having to rebuild all the operational stuff around it.
And the managed piece is key. Managing AI agents at scale is actually a hard problem. You've got state management, you've got error handling, you've got monitoring, you've got rate limits. All of that is non-trivial to build yourself.
Right. And this is Cloudflare saying, we'll handle that. Which for an enterprise team that wants to move fast, that's extremely attractive.
There's also a security dimension here that fits neatly with everything we just talked about. Cloudflare's whole brand is built on protecting infrastructure. Having them as the managed layer for Claude agents means their security tooling wraps around the agents natively.
Which is not an accident. I think Anthropic is being very deliberate about whose infrastructure they partner with. And Cloudflare is one of the most trusted names in internet security.
Good observation. So that's Cloudflare. Then there's Fujitsu. And this one is interesting for a different reason.
Yeah, Fujitsu is, for listeners who aren't familiar, Fujitsu is a Japanese multinational technology company. Huge. One of the largest IT services companies in the world. And they have announced a Claude deployment initiative that is pretty substantial in scope.
Tell me more about what deployment initiative means in this context, because I think that framing matters.
So it's not just Fujitsu using Claude internally, though they are doing that too. It's Fujitsu acting as an implementation partner, essentially taking Claude and deploying it for their enterprise customers. Which means you're talking about potentially thousands of organizations getting access to Claude-powered tools through a partner they already have relationships with.
That's a massive distribution channel.
It's enormous. And it is particularly significant in the Asia-Pacific market, where Fujitsu has deep roots and long-standing enterprise relationships. So Anthropic is getting reach into markets and industries that are hard to penetrate through direct sales.
There's also a language dimension here that connects to some other news we'll get to. But Fujitsu's customer base is heavily Japanese-speaking, and the multilingual capabilities of Claude have been improving in ways that make this partnership more viable.
Yeah, we'll definitely come back to that. But on Fujitsu specifically, the other thing worth noting is that Fujitsu brings credibility in highly regulated industries. Banking, healthcare, government, these are sectors where the sales cycle for new technology is long and trust is everything.
And Fujitsu has spent decades building that trust.
Exactly. So this is a smart move for Anthropic, even if it takes a while to translate into visible deployments.
That actually connects directly to the third big partnership story, which is the integrations with enterprise security vendors.
28 of them.
28 enterprise security vendors. Which is, honestly, that number surprised me when I first saw it.
It surprised me too. Like, individually, one integration with a security vendor is a press release. 28 simultaneously announced is a strategy.
So let's talk about what these integrations mean practically. We're talking about Claude connecting into the Security Operations Center tooling that large enterprises already use. Things like security information and event management platforms, identity and access management systems, threat intelligence platforms, endpoint detection tools.
The stuff that security teams live in every day. And the value proposition is, Claude can sit on top of those tools and be an intelligent interface for the analysts who use them.
Right. So instead of a security analyst having to manually correlate alerts across 5 different dashboards, they can talk to Claude and say, what's the most critical thing I should be looking at right now? And Claude has the context to actually answer that.
Which is, that's not a trivial capability. Correlation and triage in a security operations center is one of the highest cognitive load jobs in tech. The alert fatigue is brutal.
There's been a lot of research on it.
And if AI can reduce that cognitive load without sacrificing accuracy, that's transformative for those teams.
The 28 number also suggests that Anthropic has built out a fairly robust integration framework. Because coordinating that many vendor partnerships simultaneously requires process, documentation, testing infrastructure, it doesn't just happen.
No, this is clearly something they've been building toward for a while. And it makes the Cloudflare and Fujitsu news make even more sense. Anthropic is clearly executing on a deliberate strategy to embed Claude into existing enterprise infrastructure, rather than asking enterprises to replace what they have.
That's a really important strategic point. It's a meet you where you are approach, which is historically how enterprise technology actually gets adopted.
Right. You don't win enterprise by saying, burn everything down and start over. You win by saying Claude works with the things you already have.
Okay, so the enterprise story is big and multi-threaded this week. Let's shift now to something that I find personally fascinating, what's happening with Claude's multilingual voice capabilities.
Oh yes, okay. So this is a story that I think hasn't gotten quite the attention it deserves relative to how significant it is.
Give us the top line.
So Anthropic has been advancing Claude's ability to handle voice interactions across multiple languages. And we're not just talking about translation. We're talking about natural, low-latency voice in a growing range of languages, with the kind of conversational fluency that actually makes voice interfaces usable.
Because usable is a higher bar than it sounds.
Much higher. Like, voice interfaces have a much lower tolerance for errors than text interfaces. If a chatbot gives you a slightly off text response, you reread it, you ask a follow-up, you figure it out. If a voice interface gives you a slightly off spoken response, it breaks the interaction in a much more jarring way.
It's the uncanny valley of AI audio.
Exactly. And the multilingual piece makes this even harder, because you need not just accuracy in the language, you need appropriate tone, register, natural phrasing, the stuff that makes it feel like you're talking to something that actually understands the language, not just translating from English.
So what languages are we talking about here? What's the scope of the expansion?
Details are still coming through on the full list, but we know Japanese is a focus, which connects back to Fujitsu, and there are expansions in several European languages as well as some Southeast Asian languages. The framing from Anthropic has been about serving global enterprise customers, which makes sense given the partnership activity we just discussed.
Right. Because if you're deploying Claude at Fujitsu's clients in Japan, you need Japanese voice to actually work. That's table stakes for that market.
And this is something I find strategically interesting. A lot of AI companies have defaulted to English first, and the multilingual capabilities are sort of an afterthought or a later add-on. The way Anthropic is framing this, where voice and multilingual are tied directly to enterprise deployment strategy, suggests a more intentional approach.
Language as a first-class feature rather than a localization checkbox.
Exactly, and that matters a lot to enterprises in non-English-speaking markets. Those companies have been burned before by technology that nominally supports their language, but doesn't actually work well in practice.
There's also a compliance dimension here that I don't think we should skip over. In many countries, there are regulatory requirements about language use in customer-facing communications. Financial services in France, for example, certain disclosures have to be in French. If Claude's French voice is good enough to handle that, that's not just a nice to have, it's a regulatory enabler.
That is a really good point. I hadn't thought about it from that angle, but you're absolutely right. Multilingual voice isn't just about user experience, it's about legal compliance in many jurisdictions.
And that broadens the potential market significantly.
It does. Okay, there is one more thread in this voice story that I think is worth mentioning, which is the technical benchmarks.
Yeah, let's get into the benchmark news. So alongside all of this, Anthropic has been pretty public about performance metrics this week. And overall, the picture is strong.
Strong with some asterisks that we should get into. But yeah, the headline numbers are good. Depending on the benchmark, Claude is performing at or near the top in a number of evaluated categories.
Coding is one. Which, given everything we talked about with Claude Code, is not surprising. But it's worth noting that the benchmark performance and the product capabilities are reinforcing each other. It's not just a benchmark result in isolation.
Right. And the reasoning benchmarks are notable too. The kind of multi-step logical reasoning that you need for things like security analysis or for orchestrating complex agentic workflows. Claude is performing well there.
What about the multilingual benchmark specifically?
So this is where it gets interesting. The multilingual benchmarks show improvement across the board, but the gains are not uniform across languages, which, I mean, that's expected, right? Some languages have more training data, more evaluation infrastructure, so you're going to see stronger results there.
And some languages are just structurally harder for language models to handle. Morphologically rich languages, languages with non-Latin scripts, those present different challenges.
Right. So the benchmark story is real progress, more work to do, which is honest.
And then there's the speed benchmark data, which, again, ties back to the Claude Code performance improvements. The latency numbers that are being cited are significantly better than 6 months ago.
Which matters enormously for real-world applications. We've talked about this before. Theoretical capability and practical usability are different things, and speed is a huge part of usability.
So across the benchmark categories, coding, reasoning, multilingual, speed, the picture this week is generally positive. But here's where I want to pivot, because not everyone is feeling positive about the latest model versions.
No, and this is, okay, this is a conversation I want to have, because I think there's something real here.
So there's been a notable thread of sentiment this week, particularly on Reddit and developer forums, from people who are, I describe it as uneasy, or in some cases genuinely frustrated, about changes in the most recent Claude versions.
And let me just say, up front, this kind of feedback cycle exists for every AI model update. There's always some version of the old one was better, but the volume and specificity of what we're seeing this week feels like it's worth taking seriously, rather than just dismissing as noise.
What are the specific complaints?
So the complaints cluster into a few categories. One is about what people describe as overcautiousness. Claude being more reluctant to engage with certain kinds of requests that previous versions handled without issue. Creative writing involving dark themes, hypothetical scenarios, edge case technical questions.
That's a recurring tension in AI development, and it's genuinely hard to get right.
It is really hard. Like, you've got safety researchers who are correctly worried about misuse, and you've got writers and developers who are correctly frustrated when legitimate use cases get caught in the safety net. And those are both valid concerns and their intention.
What's the other cluster of complaints?
There's a consistency issue that a few people have documented fairly carefully, where Claude's behavior on similar prompts seems less predictable than it used to be. Like, they've run the same prompt multiple times and gotten very different levels of engagement. And that unpredictability is frustrating for developers who are building applications on top of Claude.
Because if you're building a product, you need to be able to reason about how your AI layer is going to behave.
Exactly. You can handle, the model sometimes says X if X is consistent. But if the model sometimes says X and sometimes refuses entirely without explanation, that's a product reliability problem.
And this is a different complaint than it's too cautious. It's not consistent.
Right. And consistency might actually be the harder problem to solve. Because overcaution is in some sense a policy choice. You can adjust the policy, but inconsistency might be something more fundamental to how the model was trained.
Has there been any response from Anthropic on this?
Not a formal one this week. There have been some individual team members engaging on social media and forums, which, credit where it's due, I think that kind of direct engagement is valuable even if it's not an official statement. But we haven't seen a blog post or a formal acknowledgement yet.
And the absence of a formal response is itself a data point that some people in the community are noting.
Yeah, I think the fair read is that Anthropic is aware, they're probably working on it, and they're not in a place where they want to make commitments they can't keep. But I would expect to see something more formal in the coming weeks.
The interesting thing to me is that this feedback is happening in the same week where Claude is posting strong benchmarks. And I think that tension is real and instructive. Benchmark performance and user experience are not the same thing.
They're related, but they're not the same. And I think that's a really important point for anyone who evaluates AI systems primarily through benchmarks. The benchmarks can go up while day-to-day usability goes sideways in specific dimensions, and users will notice even if the benchmarks don't capture it.
Right. Okay, so that's the critical angle on this week. But I want to balance it with something that I think is genuinely exciting, which is what the developer community is building with Claude right now. Because even amid some grumbling about model behavior, the ecosystem is alive and producing interesting stuff.
Yeah, let's end on a high note before we get to the sign-off, because there's some genuinely cool stuff here.
So across Hacker News, Reddit, YouTube, the developer community has been pretty active this week in sharing Claude-powered projects, and a few of them really stood out to me.
Walk me through them.
The first one I want to highlight is a project that combines Claude with real-time data streams to build what the developer described as a live reasoning layer for financial analysis. So it's not just asking Claude questions about financial documents. It's feeding live market data into a context window and having Claude reason about it continuously.
Wait, real time? Like actually streaming data?
That's what they're describing. There are obviously constraints on context window size, so it's not a truly unbounded stream, but they've built a system that maintains a rolling window of the most relevant recent data and gives Claude enough context to make meaningful inferences.
That is really interesting. Because a lot of AI financial tools are essentially doing natural language over historical data. Reasoning over live data is a different problem.
And the applications they're describing? Anomaly detection, rapid synthesis of breaking news in context of a current position. Those are genuinely valuable for professional traders or risk managers.
I have a lot of questions about the latency on that. Like, live means different things in finance depending on what you're trading.
Fair. I don't think this is high-frequency trading infrastructure. But for a human analyst who needs to process a lot of information quickly, even a few seconds of latency is probably fine.
Yeah, that's a reasonable use case. Okay, what else?
There's a really interesting educational tool being built for language learning, and this one connects nicely to the multilingual voice story. A developer has built a tutoring system that uses Claude's voice capabilities to have full conversational practice sessions in a target language, with the unique feature that Claude will switch between languages mid-conversation to correct or explain, rather than staying rigidly in one language.
Oh, that's pedagogically interesting, because that's closer to how good human language tutors work. They don't just refuse to speak English, they use the student's native language strategically when it's helpful.
Exactly, and the feedback from people who've been testing it has been pretty positive. The natural conversation quality in the target language is apparently good enough that it feels like talking to a person.
Which again is the bar for voice, not accurate, but feels natural.
There's also a fascinating project on the security side that connects to everything we talked about at the top of the show. A team has built a system that uses Claude Code's enhanced vulnerability detection capabilities to do what they're calling continuous security review. Essentially, Claude is always in the background, reviewing code as it's written and committed, and generating security reports that get attached directly to pull requests.
So instead of a separate security review step at the end of the development cycle,
it's happening in real time as code is being written.
That is a significant workflow change, because one of the reasons security debt builds up in code bases is that security review is a separate step that teams under time pressure tend to defer. If it's just happening automatically as part of the development flow,
the incentive structure changes completely.
Yeah. And the quality of the feedback matters a lot here. If the security suggestions are actually useful, developers will start to trust them and act on them. If they're noisy, developers will tune them out. But given what we talked about with Claude Code's improvements in reducing false positives,
The conditions are better now for this to work than they would have been 6 months ago.
Right. The tool got good enough to make the use case viable.
One more that I want to mention because it's different from everything else. Someone has built a tool for novelists that uses Claude to maintain what they're calling a story Bible. So, as the writer creates the novel, they feed chapters to Claude, and Claude maintains a continuously updated document of every character, location, relationship, established fact in the world. So if you're 300 pages in and you can't remember what color eyes you gave a character in chapter 2...
Oh, every writer needs this.
Ask Claude.
Every writer. I have a friend who writes thrillers, and she has this whole manually maintained spreadsheet.
And Claude is now that spreadsheet, but intelligent.
That's a beautiful use case. It's not dramatic, it's not reshaping an industry, it's just solving a real problem that real people have in a way that saves hours of frustration.
And I think that's what a healthy developer ecosystem looks like. Not just enterprise infrastructure and ambitious platform plays, but individuals building tools that solve specific, human-relatable problems.
Yeah, the Story Bible tool and the financial reasoning layer and the language tutor can all exist in the same ecosystem, and they probably should.
Absolutely. Okay, I think that's a good place to start wrapping up. But before we do, is there anything from this week that you want to make sure we don't leave on the table?
Honestly, I keep coming back to the through line of this whole week, which is that Claude is getting embedded in so many different layers of existing infrastructure. Cloudflare, Fujitsu, 28 security vendors, Claude Code, voice interfaces. And each of those individually is meaningful. But together, they paint a picture of a platform that is becoming part of how organizations operate at a fundamental level.
And that has implications, right? Because when a technology is embedded deeply enough,
it becomes a dependency. And dependencies come with responsibilities, which is why the security story matters so much, which is why the consistency complaints matter so much. Because when you're not just a tool someone tries out, but a piece of infrastructure someone relies on, the stakes are different.
The accountability is different.
Yeah. And I think Anthropic understands that. The security work, the enterprise partnerships, the benchmark transparency, all of that is consistent with a company that is thinking about itself as infrastructure provider and taking that seriously.
The model behavior complaints are the area where I think they have the most work to do to close that gap between how they're positioning and what users are experiencing. But
it's week to week. This is not a finished product.
Nothing in AI is a finished product right now.
Nothing. That's the one constant.
All right, that's Claude Daily for Thursday, May 28th, 2026. I'm Alex. Thank you, as always, for spending part of your morning with us.
And I'm Sam. If you've got feedback on the show, on the topics we cover, on things you want us to dig into more deeply, we genuinely love to hear it. This show is better when you're part of the conversation.
New episode tomorrow morning. Have a great Thursday, everyone.
See you Friday.